Says it is said that Krishna gives the worshippers of the devatas conviction to worship the devatas. So can it also be said that when different devotees become convinced about doing a particular service, then that conviction is also coming from Krishna? Some devotees feel we should distribute the original unedited books. But in doing that, they may criticize others who are distributing the edited books. So how does one see this? Yeah, there are three different aspects to this. There is that well-known incident about Srila Prabhupada, where he went to three different places, and each of those places he said that, you say, for example, he came to a farm community in New Vrindavan, and he says, there's nothing more important than this service. But then he went to Buddhist Guru, there's nothing more important than this. And then he went to Gurukul, there's nothing more important than this. So in spiritual life, to be convinced that what one is doing is the best is not wrong. In fact, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrat, it described that when the Gopa Kumar goes to the spiritual world, he goes to Ayodhya first, which is Lord Ram's abode. Then he goes to Vaikuntha, which is Vishnu's abode. Then he goes to Dwarka, which is Dwarka Krishna's abode. And finally, after that, he goes to Vrindavan. It's interesting, in each of these places, in Ayodhya, in Vaikuntha, and in Dwarka, you know, the residents think that the Lord whom they are worshipping is the highest. And they think that Ram is the supreme. Ram is the original supreme personality of Godhead. And they think, actually, okay, Vishnu, Krishna, they all come from Ram. Ram is the highest. And similarly, same with Vaikuntha, where they think that Vishnu is highest. And the Dwarkavasis think that Dwarka Krishna is highest. And there is no reference anywhere that Sanatana Goswami is trying to say that they are wrong. So there is transcendental subjectivity, which enhances the flavor of devotion. So at one level, to think that my service is the best is not wrong, because that is what will bring out our inspiration to offer our best. But it is a subtle line that while considering my service the best, I don't criticize other service. So the challenge in doing that is that somehow, as long as we are insecure in our own devotional practices, we tend to feel that for my service to be the best, others cannot be the best. So it's like if I am to come number one in my class, then somebody else cannot be the number one. If somebody else is number one, that means my number one is being displaced. But the point is, in Krishna's abode, Krishna is unlimited. And Krishna can fully reciprocate with you from your heart and still be fully available for me in my heart. So Krishna, in that sense, he can be with one gopi and he can be with another gopi also. So that conviction that my service is the best, if that is a conviction that is formed with spiritual understanding, then I won't have to put down other devotee service. But if that is not accompanied with spiritual understanding, in order to prove my service is the best, I may be consciously, subconsciously putting down other services.
Say even more ignorance.
Yeah. That's not exactly more
that. That's the blessing from the Maharaj, but
yeah.
45,000 books. So he says, okay, I give you the blessing to be 45,000 books, but you come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
And the gopis too, each one was spiritually puffed up. Oh, I'm so fortunate. I'm with Krishna.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't feel bad for the other one.
No, not at all.
They don't at all feel bad for the other one.
Spiritualized, but you're individually have that reciprocation of Krishna.
See, you're saying that the ego kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then at that point Krishna
senses
their pride and he
disappears. Exactly. Yeah. In the case of the book distribution, oh, the edited books aren't as good as the original books, and this is this, and this, and you have a pissing match back and forth, and each one denigrating the other. And to what point?
Exactly.
You want to distribute books, you want to distribute the original books. He's the best at distributing the original book.
Yeah.
But not at the expense
of everybody else. So that, the feeling like you have to puff yourself up by...
See,
you,
in,
you don't truly, fully believe when you do it, is what I think.
I do. Second point I wanted to say is that there can be something that's the best for me and it may not be the best for someone else. Because we are all individuals. So we all can have different definitions of success in our spiritual life. But when we make one definition of success as the only definition of success, then we become fanatic. So for me, say being a brahmachari might be good. But that doesn't mean I should have everybody else become a brahmachari. For me, being a writer may be good. But that doesn't mean everybody has to become a writer. For me, just because something is good for me, that doesn't mean it has to be good for everyone. So when we take one definition of success and make that the only definition of success, then we become fanatical. So Prabhupada was very, very big, very inclusive. And he encouraged different people to do many, many different things in their own ways. So the same Prabhupada who has inspired me in one way can inspire somebody else in another way. Mm-hmm. I know one very senior devotee in our movement who is known to have been very critical of others for many years. And then now he has become quite old, has become a little sickly, so I met him some time ago. And he said that, I feel the most important instruction that Prabhupada has given is that we should cooperate. That's what he told in the line. So he said that if somebody who has served Prabhupada for 30, 40 years, if that person feels inspired now to serve Prabhupada in a way that doesn't make sense to me, then rather than criticizing him, I should see that Prabhupada is bigger than my understanding. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada is inspiring this person in a particular way. So many times much criticism happens because, you know, as devotees, we talk about each other instead of talking with each other. Mm-hmm. This person like this, this person like this, this person like this. But actually, if you just go in front and talk with them, we'll understand why they're doing what they're doing. So, if at all we feel the need, if we don't feel the need or don't have the opportunity, we give them the benefit of doubt. Somebody after serving for so long, if they feel inspired, they feel convinced, there must be some way Prabhupada is inspiring them. Mm-hmm. Even if they are somehow off track, they have a relationship with Prabhupada and Prabhupada will protect them. Krishna will protect them. Get them on the right track. I don't have to do the job of appointing, of considering that I am a self-appointed watchdog to correct everyone else. Mm-hmm. So that way we can be fixed in our service while at the same time being not just tolerant but respectful of other services. Thank you very much.
Thank you.